Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian. Not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. I'm sorry we didn't have one for 2 weeks. I was on vacation last week, and the week before, we had one of those glitches that happen on Blog Talk Radio that we have absolutely no control over. So we try our best. Anyway, Nicole is not here. I lied. I'm hoping that maybe Jean can text her and ask her, where are you? I didn't hear from her. Maybe she's in traffic, but hopefully she'll be rolling around pretty soon. Anyway, if you do want to talk to us, you do have to press the number 1, and we'll know that you want to talk to us. We have a lot of listeners that have already been waiting a long time, so I'm going to go press the first person who's been here the longest. Your last 4 digits of your number are 9717, and you'll be live and on the air. Hello, it's Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. It's Melissa. How are you?
Good. I'm so happy it's you because I really get scared when we haven't screened a caller. So I knew it was you. I'm like, let me go to this girl first. We once had someone hijack our show. So it was like we tried to screen now. It was so funny. We had no show. They like took it over. But how are you, darling? So why don't you share a little bit with our listeners about your life and what you might want to share with them?
So I am trying to make a job change, as you know, and I know we're in a very auspicious time planetary-wise now, so I wanted to ask you a couple things, both about my personal situation. I did speak to someone today. I don't know if they'll be of use to me or helpful or not, but I wanted to also ask you how much of when you read astrology does it can your own personal sort of life journey supersede astrology, like a Mercury retrograde or stuff like that? Or are all of our journeys also guided by astrology too?
That's a great question, by the way, like really an intelligent question. And the odd thing about it for me, people don't realize I know nothing about astrology, absolutely nothing. And Spirit has told me not to learn it. Okay, so I have not dwelled into it, but the one thing that Spirit has told me is you can certainly rise above anything astrologically. In other words, I have a really busy life for those of you who don't realize that. And if today is the day I have to do something, I can't, and people will tell me it's a bad day to do it, astrologically can do it. I go, this is the day it gets done, okay, because I don't have any other day to do it. And it goes fine. So I tend to think we can rise above it. That's why sometimes when you read about it, it can be like limiting then. You know, I'm sure there are aspects of it that are definitely truthful or whatever, but our own personal karma and our own personal what's going on can supersede it for sure. You know, so that's an interesting thing because if we get so bogged down on it, you know, you may not put a resume out today because, astrologically says it's not a good day to do it, but maybe you would have gotten that job. So try to rise above it a little bit.
That's what I think, too. Yeah, that's exactly what I think, too, that, like, whatever our higher purpose and our destiny is, nothing's stopping it. So if you're meant to get that job or have that love or buy that house, it's happening. You know, it doesn't matter what planet's rising that day.
Right. And, I mean, sometimes it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy, too. I mean, the one thing I've learned as a psychic is to be careful how I word things or say things, because you don't want to plant a seed of negativity in someone's head, because that's not good. So sometimes when you read astrological things and it says, oh, today's a terrible day to do this, blah, 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 well, it could be a self-fulfilling prophecy. So my feelings are, if you got something you got to do, do it on that day. You know, I mean, I don't have much choice. So, you know, but people will tell me, oh, no, you better not do it that day. You better not. And again, I've done it, and it's worked out just fine. As far as you go, the call, I mean, a person seemed to be impressed with your energy today. Did he ask for a resume or, you know, something from you?
I sent the resume last week through a family member. He was gracious enough to say, I'm out of town, happy to speak to you next week, you know, right away, set up a time to speak today. Was lovely. He certainly is well connected, and has the potential to open some doors for me. But that's on paper. Whether somebody extends themselves or not is up to them, obviously. So that's why I was asking: is it him, or that's going to unlock this door, or where is it?
No, I mean, he looks like he's going to be. Looks like he's going to be helpful. Again, you know, you impressed him on the phone call, and. What I like that you're doing is networking a little bit, you know, letting people know you're looking for a job, you know, putting yourself out there. That's a really important thing to do. The first card I got for you was the Wheel of Fortune. So, you know, remember we said you had to close some doors before the Wheel of Fortune could really start spinning. And I think, you know, you've done that. You've closed the doors that were no longer serving your higher good at this point. And are you trying to rest and just get your energy going? You know,
I am.
Because
I'm
you were
trying
really
to,
depleted.
Yeah, I'm out of work 2 weeks already. I left my job 2 weeks ago, tomorrow. So so I am rested and getting more space and distance from that, putting that really in the rearview mirror, that situation. But, of course, as you know, both practicality-wise, I need money, and I'm ready to go forward, you know.
Good. And that's why, you know, the first step is, like, follow every lead, open every door that you can, and ask people for help. You know what I mean? It's really good. Sometimes, you know, people don't know if you're, you know, that you're looking for work. So we have to, like, let people know. You did do very well with, you know, with the phone conversation and everything like that. And this person tends to know some people, so I think that's what's the most important thing, you know. So, and kind of connected, like you said. So I would, keep doing what you're doing, okay? Like, but that was really good. And I'll tell you, he isn't the kind of person that would tell you to call if he didn't have, you know, wasn't thinking of, like, let me... He wanted to speak to you first before he's going to recommend you, which would make sense, right? You want to make sure the person's well-spoken. And, you know, that's something that he felt you were very, very well-spoken. How did you feel like you did on the call? Just your gut, to, you know, throw that out to me.
I thought it was good. But it was literally a 3-minute phone call. So I quick hustled and tried to get in some key points and show him that I could, my skill set could transfer into multiple different sectors to try and plant some seeds of thought into his head. Because a lot of times people read a resume and right away think, oh, I don't have this job description. So I try and show them there's way more than on that piece of paper. I can fit into this role, this role, this role. And I try and offer up some ideas to percolate some thoughts in their heads.
Good. And that's what I would keep doing. And, you know, as far as everything goes, you know, looks good here. You really did need to leave that last job because it was just draining you too much. You know, it's hard to give off a positive, you know, positive vibe, you know, when you're in such a low slump from that place. And, you know, throw it out into the dream catcher, as we say. What do you want to manifest? Let's hear it. Let's throw it out in public because it actually helps to have the whole universe hear you.
I want a job that I'm going to love, that I'm going to stay at for the rest of my career, that utilizes my gifts and talents, and that I work around fabulous people that I can inspire and be inspired by. I want to do something that contributes something positive in the world, and I want to be financially rewarded for a 34-year career. That's what I want, and
right.
I need it to come right now.
Right, exactly. And again, you know, there's nothing, you don't have any blocks in the cards now. I mean, there's no blocks, everything looks good. And, you know, I'm glad you called in because I think your question that you asked was really, really intelligent. And, you know, and again, it's one of those things like, you know, sometimes people think, you know, I'm asking them for their birth date before I open a reading because I know astrology. That's not why I ask. It's like a birth date is like a DIN number in a prison. And when you give it, and a DIN number in a prison tells all your crimes, misdemeanors, and what you've done, okay? When you give me that, it opens Akashic records. You know, sometimes people say, I don't want to give my birth date because you're going to then do astrology. I don't know astrology, but if you don't give me a birth date, I won't have any access to your Akashic records, okay? It's like part of, that's the only reason that I really ask for the birth date, you know, at all. So, you know, again, I'm an avid researcher. So, you know, when I was getting into spirituality, I was like, okay, I'm going to, like, learn astrology. And my spirit guides put a real big no on that one to me. Okay? They just said, nope, we don't want you to be blocked into that or stereotyped with things. You know, a lot of the things say all people are like this that are this, you know, in this astrological sign. I mean, I don't really fit the astrological signs. I mean, I was born 3 weeks early. Who knows? Was I supposed... Do I fit the other sign better? Do I fit this one? You know, as soon as we don't even fit in with the, you know, I don't know what date
That's
am I
so
really
funny.
Supposed to have been. So I don't really go by that too much.
Pick
I know it's fascinating science, and I know people who are phenomenal astrologers, and I have had readings from them, and they were very insightful. But in terms of my own, what I do, it was frowned upon for whatever reason. You know what I mean? So... Yeah, I kind of listen to spirit and how they guide me. You know, everyone has their own tools, but just don't, you know, if you really have something you have to do in a certain day, I really don't think that most of our lives afford us to not do it that day, you know. Otherwise, nothing would get done here. So,
right.
I'm so
One
glad
other
you
question.
Asked
do you
that.
Have any tips?
Sure.
Any tips on manifesting, like really, really trying to bring something into physical form?
Okay, that's another good question, too. And basically, when we manifest, you know, we need to almost see it as if it's here now. Like when I wanted to get a divorce, and I really couldn't see my way out of it. For anyone who's been through a divorce, it's like the worst place in the world to be. And that you just don't know how you're going to get out of that space. So I used to have this fantasy where I would visualize my ideal life, see it, you know, it almost was like a fantasy to get me through the day. And after I was divorced and within a few years of that, everything that I visualized actually came to be. So here I thought I was just doing a fantasy. So I need you to visualize yourself in your ideal job, what it looks like, what it feels like, put as much detail into it, as if you're writing the movie of, you know, Melissa finding her ideal job and what it looks like. And then it begins to, you know, put that idea out to the universe. And, you know, just you manifested a soulmate. You know you did that. So you know you have pretty good powers of manifestation. Mm-hmm. And, again, with you, there were a few blocks we needed to move in. It's with a lot of people, by the way. We have to move out energetic blocks that may have kept us stuck. And I think you've done a really insightful job in you, a person who really pays attention to your readings. Remember I told you, you have to pay attention to your dreams, and then we won't talk about your dream, but I'll just state that you had a dream that was as clear a message as anyone could ever get. And that really was a block that needed to be moved out. So you've really managed to do that.
I'll share it. I'll share it with you.
If you will, I would love if you would do it. I would never share it. You know, I never speak anything, but I think it was brilliant.
So I am, as everyone knows, struggling to make a job change, laid off during COVID, have a great career, makes no logical sense why I'm not resituated and don't have a job. Every door is enclosed, can't get a return phone call, sending out resumes, just, and after a while, even if you're confident in yourself, you do become sort of just depressed and defeated. And my father went through a very rough time financially when he was in the middle of the divorce with my mother. He was completely leveled financially and emotionally. And I have thought about killing myself at some points. I've just been, and I'm not a depressed person, but after a while, when you can't do what you fulfill what you want to do down here, it becomes so defeatist. And I literally had a dream that showed me his office appointment book, and it was just all empty, and that we had no money, and he was so depressed, and everything he was saying to me telepathically was everything I have felt and thought over the last 10 years. And I really knew what he was feeling. And at the end of the dream, he put a gun to his head, and he did try and kill himself when my parents were in the middle of a divorce. He drove his car into a tree. But I knew at the end of the dream I was supposed to understand what he went through, forgive him, because our relationship never was good after the divorce, and he took a lot out on me. But the truth is I was supposed to understand why he became the way he did, how this could really bring you down, whether it's a relationship or whether it's a job or career failure. Any one of these things in life can change you. It can really change you at your core.
Right, exactly. And, you know, when you said, sometimes it makes you think about suicide. There isn't a thinking person on earth who doesn't think to be or not to be, okay? I mean, that's
it just gets too hard. You just think, I want out. I give up. I just want out. I'm
right.
Just giving up. It's more of a I'm giving up kind of a thing, you know?
Right. And, you know, we always say here on the show, if you have one good deed left to do or one person who's going to care, please don't do that. And that's ultimately what keeps us here. But, yes, you had to be brought to such a state of despair, because when we judge our parents, and people tend to judge their parents very harshly, okay, and God will make us be in that situation that they were so that we could understand something that we didn't really understand, Jamie. And so I think you came to that realization, and in opening that vortex and doing that, God doesn't have to keep you in that mindset, because now you understand why you had to get into that mindset, and then it could be let go, and then the abundance can come. So it's moving all these energetic blocks that are there. And you kept saying to me always, what's this block? Move a block. What's the block? And remember, I said, I really don't know what it is, but, you know, your spirit guides told me in your dreams they'll help you. And there it was.
Right.
So we have to pay attention if we really want the answer. Like, people think life's a mystery. There's nothing mysterious about life. If you really want the true answers and you really want the whole truth, nothing but the truth, just put it out to the universe and they will guide you and show you. They prefer us to face the whole truth, nothing but the truth. It's really what they want. So I think you have moved all your blocks. You also had to say enough is enough. You know, this, remember, 2023 was supposed to be the year when enough is enough with everything. You know, we're at the point where let's move it forward. So you have really good cards here. You know, some of the depression is going to lift anyway, just because you're a little bit away from that situation energetically that wasn't good at work. You know, that was draining you. So, you know, I'm so glad that you called in today, because, you know, everything that you're bringing to this, we have a lot of people in the same situation, you know, that down, you know, I want my life to change and I want it to change now. And, you know, you're doing everything that you could do to make that happen, you know. So, again, nothing is bad in your cards. Everything looks good. So, you know, keep me posted. Of course, you know, I'm always here for you. And
I will. Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in because you share what you're going through. And I think a lot of people just need to hear, yeah, that's how I feel sometimes too. Not good, but I feel it.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you. I'm going to try to get a couple of
thank
callers.
You, Cindy.
I do not know where Nicole is. I'm not sure if let me see if my message, let me see. I want to see if someone messaged me about her. Oh, here. I got a late call from work. I was supposed to break at 7, but they're behind. They may run a bit behind. Okay, so she's messaged me. Okay. All right, so I'm not sure. The problem when Nicole's not here is for some odd reason I cannot take mute people on here. So, Melissa, if you wouldn't mind hanging up and calling back in, because otherwise.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, that's Nicole, where are you? Okay, I'm going to go over here. I do think I know who this is. So it's that 1063, last four digits. Hello, you're live and on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello, so what's happening? Tell everyone who you are. I know who you are, but they may not.
So my name is Amanda, and
We call you Amanda Fest.
Amanda.
And we were just talking about manifesting. So you have moved. Why don't you, fill in our listeners with where you are and what's happening?
So I have moved to Tennessee. And honestly, I've just been living my life since I got here. Every bit of it, I stress is gone.
Wow.
You know, yeah, I'm literally just living my life. I'm happy as a clam down here.
Right. And now, what do you want to have manifest this year?
What I ultimately want to manifest is, my flying career. That's number one. I do have something going on with a guy, which you said would happen.
You mean just since you've moved?
Yeah.
Just since you've moved. Remember we always say finding love is often linked to getting a new job? So tell us a little bit what's going on here with this man.
I have no doubts about that. Like, this guy is definitely a soulmate. I feel that, mind, body, like, spiritual connection with him. Almost to the point where I feel like I've known him before in a previous life. And I know, granted, it is still, very, very early. It's still very, very new. Yeah.
Okay. Now, have you talked to this person? Are you dating this person? What's the story?
I met him at work. We both have the same job title, but like we work opposite schedules, so I don't see him all the time at work, but I just so happened to walk into like the same room that he was, and we kind of both caught each other's eye, and we both had a crush on each other, and then we both kind of figured that out, and we've been seeing each other ever since.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And so I'm glad you're actually dating, like you're not just liking someone and, from afar. Wow. So how is it when you're dating this person?
I very much feel the connection to him. It's a very, very strong connection. Like we have a lot of similarities, but we also have a lot of opposites too, but they complement each other. I have never been able to share my whole self with a guy. I have this one. I'm literally able to tell him anything or, like, you know, anything that I feel or, like, any concerns that I have or, you know, and he doesn't get angry. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't hold it against me or anything. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, remember, soulmate's supposed to be a pajama party with your best friend, actually.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a lot of hard work. And, you know, normally, you know, I don't like to do a reading on someone unless you've been with them for 3 months at all because,
yeah.
you know, the prince can become the beast at the three-month mark, okay? But you're not 18 years old now. Like, people can't fool you that long. Also, it's good you met him at work because you already know he's a good person. There's a lot of things that, you know, that come into play. I mean, I got a soulmate card on this. I got the Ace of Cups, which is, you know, a good beginning here. And you're starting it out on the right 2 feet. Are you starting it a little old-fashioned? Like, are you guys, like, supposed to be dating only each other? Because, you know, it's hard to have love grow if the person's going to be seeing other people. Have you had that talk yet?
We are not seeing other people. We are only seeing each other. Yeah, we are
because
only
because otherwise,
seeing, but, I mean,
you can't really let love grow, right? You kind of feel like,
yeah,
I'm not going to open my heart to all this. And,
yeah.
So that's really good.
And the thing that I like a lot about him is that, you know, he was very forthcoming with saying that, you know, like he does go to see a therapist and he has done some, you know, some trauma healing. And, you know, he admits he's not perfect, but he was very forthcoming, you know, asking for grace. And I thought that was such like a breath of fresh air. I've never heard a guy talk like that before. And it was just like, yeah, I mean, out of every guy that I've been with, I've never heard a guy talk like that before or say anything like that.
Well, and remember, you had to stand on your own 2 feet without a man for a while. That was part of what you had to do before the prince was going to come. And you've done that. And so I would just say the cards look good here. You know, again, you know, all love looks great the first 3 months. At the three-month mark, if there's some red flags, or it isn't even necessarily red flags, just some things that are not compatible, they start to become more apparent the 3 to 6 month mark. But I would say just go in and enjoy it and don't look for trouble, okay?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people start looking for trouble. You know, he seems to be, you know, quite smitten with you from what I could see in this card here, by the way. Okay. So
he makes that known.
Just so you know, the feeling is, you know, very mutual. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, he looks really good too. Are you allowed to date people at work, by the way?
Yes, we are. Actually,
good.
It's funny. I'm quite surprised with how many couples there are at work. There are so many couples that work together. It's this one's dating this one, and, you know, there's actually some that are married, and, that was probably one of the first things that, like, really surprised me is how many couples there are working in the same airport for the same company.
Right, and also, the thing about it is hardworking people are donkey people. All they do is work. So if you can't allow people to meet when they're at work, that's really bad. That's how people meet.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, and you can't legislate morality. You know, people fall. You can't stop people from falling in love because you tell them you can't do it. It's ridiculous. Remember, I was telling you, you know, when you were moving, finding, you know, love is often related to move, get a new job, do all those things. So, you know, I'm really happy for you. So, again, everything looks good. I wouldn't, you know, overly worry about anything. I would just take it a little one day at a time. And is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I'm just, you know, we spend time together. And, yeah, we enjoy it. We go for walks. You know, obviously he, you know, treats me to things, and he washed my car and he vacuumed it out for me. He seems like he's a very special guy.
Okay, good. And again, yeah. I would just enjoy this and don't look for mm-hmm. trouble, okay?
Okay.
And also, you know, just you know, you were due for a soulmate, and call in again and let us know how it's progressing. But soulmate love is really is an easy relationship. You really shouldn't
yeah.
have a lot of obstacles to overcome or anything like that. So
yeah.
that's really great. You know, I'm so glad you called in to share that because it's such an amazing, you know, I'm so happy to hear that, by the way. Really happy to hear
it. I was over here really hoping you were going to pick up my phone call.
You know what? It's so funny. I know all your dead relatives, and they were screaming at me, pick Amanda up. So, and also, just because Melissa was talking about manifesting, and I wanted Melissa to hear that, we call you Amanda Fest because everything you want, you've manifested, including becoming a pilot, which was for someone who was afraid of flying. That's a pretty big change. So I wanted to hear how you had your career now great, but you want love, and now you've manifested that. Now, Melissa has her soulmate love. Now she needs to manifest her career. So it's all possible and doable. So I really do
Absolutely.
Appreciate you calling in and letting us know that. So, you know, thank you for sharing that with us. And, of course, I'm not going to be able to mute you, and I have no idea why I cannot mute people. So, you know, hang up and call back in, okay?
Absolutely, I will.
Keep this posted, and you can always message me. Bye.
I will. Bye.
Okay, I'm going to pick up Jimmy, okay, because Jimmy, you know, sometimes calls in. I'm not sure what he wanted tonight, so I'm going to let him do his thing. Hi, Jimmy. What's happening?
Hello. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
So I wanted to ask in regards to I want to call it a daydream, but I think it's more of a vision of this doorway with golden light. I don't know what that means. I can't find anything on it. I have no idea what it means.
Okay, and I think you're also trying
it.
To manifest a career. So I think that's why I picked you up, because you're sort of in the same boat that Melissa is, okay, where you're getting really frustrated.
Okay.
What was your text to me about, like, the job? Yes, would you text me that you were, like, what's going on that you're not able to manifest a job? Remember that you texted me that?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. It seems to be taking a long time. I don't know. Everything seems to be just taking instrumental amount of time, and it's just like I'm not getting any traction or anything. So it seems. So I don't know what's
right.
going on. And, you know, I've been waiting a long time at this point, and it's like, you know, I'm trying to be patient, but at a certain point it gets like a little bit more difficult to continue to be patient.
I know. You and Melissa are on the same boat. That's why I put you on. And also, the way you visualize a golden doorway, that's your career opening up. Okay? How do we manifest? Visualize things like a golden doorway, okay? You know, that's opening
okay.
up. Like it's a doorway.
Yeah,
notice
no,
it's you
just, I didn't
opening.
Even try. I didn't even try visualizing it. It just happened, and I was like, okay, and I walk through it, and I'm like, okay, I'm like asking my guides, like, okay, what next? And I got no response. So,
okay, well, they knew you were going to call in today. they got lazy. Let Cindy answer that. We're too tired, okay? You know, that's what Cindy's for. You know, we're out to lunch now, you know. So, yes, you know, and I did, you know, I love that vision, because that's showing you that you're about ready to open up, you know, this whole new vortex for for yourself. And, okay, now you throw it out into the universe, just as I asked Melissa, because, again, when certain things are like when you open up a little bit publicly, it kind of spirit listens. What kind of job
okay.
do you want to manifest?
similar to what she was saying. I don't know about dating a coworker. I don't think that that's something that's going to
Not Amanda. Not Amanda, but with Melissa. Was before that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, Melissa threw out that what she was looking for in a job, you know,
right.
one that uses her skills and things like that. Do you know what you're looking for?
Yeah. I know what I'm looking for, remote job, doing cybersecurity, and, you know, I know exactly what I want to be doing. I just don't know. You know, it needs to be something where it's like I'm not going to be like super stressed out, but at the same time, you know, I got to do the job is the job, but like, you know, a job where like people are like nicer, like people are a little bit more understanding and don't give overwhelming pressure and to the point where it's like crippling.
Right, exactly.
Like that. Terrible.
Right, no, exactly. So, you know, that's very doable for you. Again, it seems like manifesting that dream job, and that's why I put Amanda between Melissa and you, because she has manifested her dream job. You know, she still
okay.
has some other dreams she wants. I mean, she wants to be a pilot for the big planes, and she's got to work on that a little bit. She's manifesting a really good job in an in airport right now for herself. So sometimes it's steps to our dream career. She's taking the steps. So everybody be willing to take some steps to the dream career. You know, so that's what I need, a little of that. So I'm glad you called in to share that with you, that beautiful image. So Melissa, I want you to visualize that golden door with a passageway and go through it, because that's a really beautiful visualization. So
okay.
I like that you saw the door. Well, keep us posted. I'm going to try to get as many calls in as I can tonight. I don't know if Nicole's here yet. It doesn't look that way. Again, and I cannot figure out why I cannot on this computer, just press a button and mute the phone. I can't do. I can get you on, but I can't get you off. That's the oddest thing here. You know, and if I knew she wasn't
all
here,
right.
I probably would have gone to a different computer. But I think I have the same problem with every computer.
I can hang up.
That
should mute me. If I hang up,
good.
That
That'll be great. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Okay. I'm going to go over to. Let me see. Okay, 8413, Debbie Tony. Let's see what Debbie Tony has to say tonight. She hasn't been on in a while. Let's hear what she has to say.
Hi, beautiful. Can you hear me?
Hi, dear. So how's everything in beautiful Stuart that I fell in love with? And, of course, the day I get
gorgeous.
Home comes out in the newspapers of the number one small coastal town in the United States is Stuart, Florida. Okay, who would think that? And then someone comes for a reading and says they want to move to, I go, Stuart? And says, and of course. So you are very blessed to be there. You know that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing here. The weather is
wow.
great. I got some good friends.
Okay,
I'm
so what do you
right
need to
now.
Manifest?
Okay,
you
well,
need
we
to...
have a home now. We're going to make it a beautiful home. Small, it's a tiny home, but we're going to make Debbie Tony Music Studios and a place to have rehearsals and films and audiobooks, and everything's going to be creative. And we're going to get students again. What else? Maybe.
Okay, so you're another one calling in to manifest your career going, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So this seems to be a night of let's manifest that here. And remember, what did I say to you in one of your last readings? If you don't get a home base, you are not going to be able to manifest what you need to manifest. You can't. You need a home. Remember, I told you that you just really needed a home.
In writing, you wrote that in an email. And
right.
Now I have a home base. Now
right?
I got it.
And that was important. And it wasn't bad that you dilly-dallied a little bit because you got a really good price on this. So,
thank God. Yep.
right? So everything is really working in good. You don't have any negative cards either, which is interesting. You know, your dad is excited about your new home. Your dad from the other side is clapping his hands. I think he wanted to, like, give you a big applause about getting this beautiful new place to live that's going to really feel like home. You know, that seems to be really important to your dad, too. Remember, he was angry in the last reading that you didn't have, a place here on Long Island that you could feel like is your home. So you really did a good job in doing, moving everything forward.
Thank you. And is Stuart around? Because I feel like Stuart is around us right now because I'm visiting his wife.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. Yep.
Stuart is helping me, too.
Right, exactly. Everybody, you have a lot of people helping you and wanting you to be really happy. And, and that's what's here. So I don't see anything negative. I just see, like, let's get moving forward with this. And it looks like the move should be relatively smooth.
Oh, thank God.
Which is important. You know what I mean? Sometimes moves can be like, no, this one looks like pretty simple. No big traumas in here. So that's
amazing.
Very good news. So I'm glad you called in to let everyone know that you manifested something. This is the day of manifest. You manifested a home in the community you wanted and the price that you wanted with what you wanted. So here you manifested.
Oh, my God, I did it. I didn't think I could do it.
Yep,
you
did it. Okay, so that's a really important thing that you've been manifesting. So, I want everyone to know it is possible to manifest what you want. But remember, your vision had to get clear. That's also. If our vision is not clear, then the universe keeps bringing us things that's really not what we want. So we have to be pretty fine-tuned as to what we want. You know, I always tell the funny story where my friends used to say, I want to marry rich. I want to marry rich. He has to be rich. He has to be rich. He has to be rich. And she met a guy, and his name was Rich, but he was poor. Like, in other words, it wasn't clear. Be clear in what you want to manifest, okay? Don't just say, I want rich. Say, I want money, okay? So with you, you manifested. And, again, everything looks so good. I'm so happy for you. So that is the good news. You know,
okay.
And your dad is happy. And, Debbie's lost a lot of people in recent times and some mutual people that we knew. And those are the people who are really going to help you manifest your career. Okay? And you know who I'm talking about.
I do, Florence Emily, and we can keep going with names. And Barbara.
Right, and Barbara. And can you tell a little bit about Barbara to people? Because that was a really sad story.
Barbara Meyer, she was an amazing voice teacher, and she was in her, I think she was 88 years old when she got pushed down in the streets of New York by an angry person. And she affected many people in wonderful ways. She was my vocal coach. She worked with her last big credit, she worked at the Broadway show, Oklahoma. She was an advocate of transitional people, and she was a beautiful human being, only good. And she even offered me to stay in her house when I was in my 20s. She helped anybody that in show business. She was a voice teacher, but she was a friend and a mentor. And she's with me. I'm so lucky to have her. She never left my side. And if I knew how connected she was.
She was killed in New York City by an angry person, okay? And that is so sad, so sad.
She
seems at peace a little bit about that. Then we had Flo, who was, during COVID, we met her, and she was in a few of my plays and went up with our theater company, and she passed away. And she was very sick with cancer when she did the Karma Bums, and you would have never known it. She did such a beautiful job.
She hit
worked
it.
To the end. So, those are things that, these are the people, and you have Jeff who's going to help you. You've got all these people rooting for you, okay? And we have our stage manager who passed too. of her.
Emily.
Oh. So yep. These are the people now you need to ask for help with you manifesting back your theatrical career. You got enough dead people over there to help you with that.
Okay. Let's go, Kim. Okay. And my Aunt Ro is leading the group.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
She's always there. But she doesn't really know a lot about theater, so she said she can't really help you the way that they can. So with something with theater, it's best to ask those people that are more professional with it. Ro said, don't put that on me. You know, that's too much for her.
Okay.
Okay, she said she'll teach you how to cook, Debbie, is what she just started laughing. If you want to learn how to cook.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to learn how to cook. Okay.
She's going to teach you how to cook. Okay. I'll go with that. That sounds good to me. Well, I'm going to try to get another caller. You know, please just hang up and call back. I'm sorry. This is like the 19th century here. You know what I mean? Yeah. I have a brand new HP computer.
It
doesn't do it. I'm the only, and it's funny because I think it's because I have a touch screen, and if I touch it, it does nothing. And then I do the mouse, it does nothing. But sometimes when you have psychic ability, that the psychic, yes. You know, the psychic ability makes electronics never work right. When we were in London, it was driving my husband crazy because I couldn't, you have to swipe the credit card to get them, and it wouldn't work no matter how many times I did it. And you know, all about, you know, the security's coming over, looking at me like I'm a total asshole, like, yeah, what are you doing? It just wouldn't work for me. It just would not work. You know,
sometimes it's the little swipings,
I don't know. And that's why Nicole's usually in charge of that. It's funny, she said she was running a little bit behind, but this is more than a little bit behind. So I hope she's not trying to rush and drive and just get, you know, at this point, just get home safely. Nicole, if you're listening, please get home safely. Because we have some calls that I can't tell who they are, so I'm not sure if it's her. Okay, so you'll hang up, and I'm going to try to get another caller
in
tonight.
Thank you, Cindy Sansom.
Bye for now. Love you, too. Bye. Now, I'm going to go to a 0669. That's your last four digits, and you're going to be live and on the air. Hi, it's Cindy, and you're live and on the air. Who are we speaking to? Hello? Okay. Hello? Let's see if I can get this person on. Hello, you there?
I'm here. You there?
Yep, I hear you. And who is this?
It's Jackie Doherty.
Hi, Jackie. That's who I thought it was, Jackie Doherty. I thought I recognized your number. How are you doing?
Great, 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 great. Did that move to Florida? I don't know.
Yep. Do you like your move to Florida?
It's okay. It's okay. You know, it's what Holly wanted to do, and you know, we're getting through it. We ended up buying two houses in the same year, and like that. So.
Okay. So what do you need to have happen? Do you need one of those houses to sell?
Oh no, we sold. We sold the New York house.
Good.
We sold the house in Winter Haven, and then we bought a house in Apopka, which is closer to Holly's job. So within a year, we sold two and bought one. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, well, but you did okay, right? You did okay with the sales,
yeah.
It looks like.
Yeah.
Good.
Everything worked out okay.
Now, what does Jackie Doherty need for herself? Not just for your daughter. How about for you?
I need a damn job. What am I looking for?
Okay, this is a really strange evening with everyone trying to manifest a career today, a job. You know, I think Spirit just wants to hear this. I'm like, are you listening, you dummies up there? Can you help us, please? So is it hard to find a job in Florida?
No, but you know what the pay is? $12 an hour.
How much?
$12 an hour.
Oh my God! And you know, I was in Florida recently. The cost of living is not that cheap there.
It's not. Look at the price of gas. We're paying $3.59 a gallon right now. So So where's the deal?
Wow.
The only deal is the property tax, but by the time you pay the electric bill, which is $500 a month, you know, and just the utility is so much higher. It's not as cheap as people think it is. It's definitely not. That's why I'm looking for a job, a little something part-time.
Well, have you ever thought about maybe babysitting? Because I think babysitting makes better money than anything now, you know, being like a nanny or something. I mean, those people make all the money, you know, like, it's amazing. But,
you know I have a pool. Well, I have a pool, a built-in pool. So I thought about doing that, like home care kind of thing for kids, but I had the pool. And it's just a liability, like really bad. So I'm like not thinking that. I just don't want to get paid $12 an hour. I was working for Michael's up in Orlando, and it was $14 an hour. And they were like, that's $100 an hour. I'm like, no. It was crazy.
Wow.
So I'm just going to hit the streets in the neighborhood and see what I could do about getting a Home Depot job.
Yeah, Home Depot probably pays the best of all of them, don't you think?
No, that
ordinarily has men, and places where they have men tend to pay better. You know, so you might want to go into the places like that. And I'm just shuffling some cards on it because I know you're getting antsy to get some work going there, for sure.
Yeah, it's time. It's really time.
Right.
So I was thinking of doing some hostess work at a restaurant because you do get – they do – well, in New York, the servers give a percent of the tip back to the hostess. So,
right.
But that's
right.
Like $8 an hour.
You mean it starts at $8 plus tips?
Yeah.
Okay, and, you know, sometimes, though, if it's the right restaurant, you can make some decent money. So you might want to try that out because it could end up being more than $20 an hour if it's a good restaurant. Could end up being good. So I would, like, don't be an old soul. Like, we like the devil we know. We take a job and we don't leave it. I would say try it. If you're finding, you're going to make it $9 an hour, goodbye. You know what I mean? So, you know, thanks, but no thank you. Try them. And don't feel guilty that you just say to them, look, this isn't going to work for me. Okay? Thank you for the opportunity, but it's not going to work. Okay? So give it a try. I would try with things like that because when there's things like tips and incentives, and even when you're a hostess, and it's people just pass you tips, you know, like if they want a better seat, you know, people are giving you some good money. So I think you'd be very good at that, too, because you have a good personality, you know, and you smile a lot and you're warm. That would be good, okay? And, again, try for something like Home Depot because I do think they pay better than a lot of other.
And there's a lot of men there.
Yep.
Maybe I'll find
you. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe you could meet love, too. It happened to Amanda Fest over there, you know. She got a job. She got love.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, maybe you could work at getting a very rich old husband in Florida, you know?
Oh, God, no, thank you.
No, but I do see you getting a decent job. So, again, try a couple of different, you know, things and see. The minimum wage is $12 in Florida. Is that what it is?
Yeah. They're supposed to go up $1 a year until they get to 15.
$1 a year?
15 off 75.
Yeah, I know.
No.
But, you know, I want you to throw this into the dream catcher here. You want a job that pays you a living wage, please?
That pays
a living wage. You know, that you can, you know, afford things. And how is Holly doing, by the way?
Amazing. Amazing. She got a job over in the hospital in Orlando. She's in the emergency room. Absolutely loves it. And she's doing really well. So she's LPN. She's going to school to be an RN. So she's just moving along nicely.
Good.
So.
And you did a lot of this for your daughter, you know, too, so she could get a good job. and, you know, things like that. Keep looking.
$20 an hour.
Right.
Could you imagine $20 an hour for nurses?
I know. It's, you know, that's why people do traveling nurses. You know how much money those people make? You know,
she's going to do that as soon as she finishes. You have to be an artist for that, though.
Right, you know, and but with you, I would not just settle for something. Okay, I would, you know, keep looking, try for something that there can be tips on it. Again, you can, you know, you can make, you know, a little bit more decent money. Okay, you know, it's funny, we had Debbie Tony's in Florida, so the two Florida girls here today. I was in Orlando, by the way, last week. For a little bit.
I saw you on Facebook.
I didn't even know that's where you guys were near at all.
Yeah.
We weren't there very long.
The same day.
Oh,
we
wow.
Season passes. We go there a lot.
Oh, you do? You have your season pass, huh?
We happened to go on a day
where there was a day of the eclipse and there was nobody there. It's like really pretty empty. Every lot was pretty empty, so it was great because I've never been there before, and I don't think I would have had patience for waiting online. And the weather was beautiful, and we just like just walked. You know, teachers go, "Oh no, we're not going on the haunted houses, a 90-minute wait." I go, "I don't think so." We walked up; it was like we went right in. I go, "I don't think there's a 90-minute wait here." So, it was fun to have gone there. So that's an interesting thing.
You have to go with us because we have yearly passes, but it gives you to go on the ride on the fast track. So
you get the fast track,
and
you know,
and your whole family goes. So if you came down, you'd be on the fast track with us.
Oh, the fast track, okay. You know, it's so funny because I can't believe that you were, you know, that you're right there, but just promise me that you will try to, you know, go to places where men work because they do usually pay men better than women, sadly. Okay,
I will.
And, you know, when I got out of college in the 70s and there were no jobs, I forced restaurants to hire me that only hired men. They didn't want to do it, and I said, I'm going to sue you. I'm going to go, you can't do that. They busted my balls. They gave me maybe Carrie traced, you know, 10 dinners up the stairs. They gave me, and one day I you know, I was there for about 3 weeks, and it was such a hectic day, and I'm carrying it up the stairs so many times, and I just started to cry, and I said, "You've won, I can't do it." And you know, every waiter there apologized. They said, "No one could have done what we put you through for the last 3 weeks." And after that, they were really good to me. Okay, but I said, if I'm going to wait on tables, I'm going to make good money. I'm going to make the kind of money that you make as a professional. So try to think about going into a place where, you know, it's, you know, men work, because make more money, please, than that.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Or else it's not worth it to get dressed in the morning. It really isn't.
We're at the end of our show, and they're going to, and right now, cut me off in about 2 seconds.
Come on.
I want to say thank you for everyone for calling in. And I hope Nicole's okay. We'll all speak next week. And, you know, thanks for calling in. I'm just so glad to hear your voice. I've known you. How long have I known you? Like a million years now?
A long time. I'm coming
a long
up
time.
I want to see you.
Do me a favor and text me so I can hold a time for you, okay? So you can get a date and time you want, okay? All
Definitely.
Right. Good night, everybody.
Thanks
for listening. Bye.